Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. As you know, I talk about all kinds of things on my podcast. Usually I do about music. And I talk about my own stripes in life, personally. When I do a podcast about that, I try to keep as ethical as possible because I'm aware legally the situations. Well, anyway, what's so important to me, as I told you about, was my music. My music. That's why I came to LA, to make a living as a singer and songwriter. I've done it so long. The reality is too much for me because I've done it so long and I have not gotten, I felt, the critical acclaim or I have not made enough money to do it as a living. And that's the hard part because I'm one of those up-and-coming artists. I did get into the, as I said before, to a professional level, but I didn't, that's my goal, to make a living. That was my number one goal, to be an artist, make music, and I enjoy it. And I still have that dream. BMI, I have 377 songs, but I really actually written thousands, and I performed so many places when I was younger, not just do demos, and not just be on compilations, which I was on compilations, but I've done so much. Well, as I got older, because I've been doing it so long, I performed online, and I performed in a club not too long ago, so... I want to do it for a living, but the dream to actually make, to come true to do it for a living, that's what I came to L.A. before. Came to L.A., L.A. County, Hollywood, around Hollywood. That's L.A. So when I came out here, that is still the main goal. It cannot be a hobby. If it becomes a hobby, I'm not in L.A. I didn't come out here. That's the number one. And I'm a professional singer-songwriter. I am with a professional organization, BMI, which is connected to the record labels, and many superstars are with that Broadcast Music Incorporated as songwriters, because I'm a songwriter. Knowing that I'm on a big, very big, big corporation that deals with so many legendary artists, songwriters, and singers who are songwriters. And, the thing is that there's a performing songwriter and there's just the non-performing songwriter. And I happen to be both. I'm actually a performing songwriter. I sing. My songs, my recordings have been released. I'm the artist who sings it, but I also help write the song or write it all by myself. But, it's great to know that, people like dead celebrities like Aretha Franklin, who has a BMI account, or Elvis Presley has a BMI account because of Tom Parker, or Michael Jackson. Those are dead celebrities. We call those celebrities monarch. What do you call those? Musical monarchs, or some they call kings and queens. So nice, Taylor Swift, who's, about the biggest star in the world right now. But I'm the little guy. I'm a little songwriter trying to crawl my way up. It's easy to get on there. If you write a song, you can get on there. ASCAP, I'm with them too. It's been a struggle. I've been with them for years, BMI for years. I didn't know nothing about the business. I just learned by instinct and hunch and experience. I didn't find the right band because I was a rock and roller singer-songwriter when I came out here. Then I, because of the industry rejecting me, so many of these little companies and a major label rejecting me, so I had to, you know, and I was a pop singer, so I'm a pop rock singer, so I made pop songs. I talk about all, you know, one of the main things it is, you know, since I'm living the starving artist, and I had so many issues, you know, as a human being that I went through that is so emotionally, like I talked about on podcasts, so I write in my music. And on my song Legacy, Songs of Beyond, these are legacies of my songs that I made over years because I paid my dues. Here's one of them that I written. It was about the struggles of dealing with bad experiences because coming out here and dealing with that, you know, it was tough. But I was rock and roll. Here it is. It's called Trauma. Yeah, you can hear it. Just listen to it on Amazon, or you can listen to it on Apple. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it everywhere. Or these are legacy songs, like Tadal. You can listen to it on there. It's about, you know, the trauma. The thing about it is that I experienced trauma and from outside of me that affected me mentally because I dealt with situations that I simply could not understand or situations that was a profound effect because it was very evil or the evil things I'd done with or dealing with insanity from other people. So it affected me mentally that it was a trauma, a traumatic experience. But I overcame it. But one thing that it did do, but when I was younger, it was really hard. It evolved me into going through so many traumas at a young age, evolved me into an artist. You know, I became a rock and roll artist. It just led down that path. If I didn't go through too many traumas, I probably would have been an intellectual or artist, a visual artist, you know. Or playing, you know, just being an artist and, you know, making paintings and then probably doing music a little, you know, something like that. But it evolved me to wanting to be a rock and roll artist. It was so unexpected, but it just the traumas just evolved. But one of the things is I overcame it. Even now I'm going through situations I simply cannot understand. But it's good to write about. Seeing somebody who I don't know trying to press my buttons or seeing, you know, things that don't make sense. But it inspires me to look at that and write a song about it. Or hearing people say things that are so abnormal, like they could see them inside my house. I mean, if they could see, then the moon could fall out of the sky. What I mean by that is that they, you know, these people have severe mental problems. They make up stories. But then again, the moon might actually do because they might be telling the truth, and that in itself is illegal and crazy. I don't know, but I wrote songs like Illegal Voyeurism, which I haven't released, or I write songs about being harassed, or write songs about dealing with some crazy stranger who I don't know. And make a melody for it, so that's a good thing. But I don't like to be negative, because I've always been optimistic as a songwriter. That's why I prefer, and most of my songs are about love. Because love is the thing that carry us on. I've written a song called Someone to Love that I will not release because it's, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe I give it to somebody else to sing it. I mean, I copyright and publish it, but I don't know. It's a spiritual song that I made as a rock and roller. I don't know if I will ever release it. We'll see. Because it was sung in such a way that didn't show or it wasn't, you know. But it was good creative. It was so creative, so it was a good thing to do. So it's right. Love on a spiritual, in a spiritual terms. Spiritual love. But you know about romantic love, because most of my songs are about romantic love. There's nothing about meeting somebody and falling in love with, because I love to write about love, like this one. And this is pop. Heard that song, yeah. There was another song that I did not release called Struggle. Now, that song was hard rock. It was about struggling, but it was so positive. If you really listen to the lyrics, it's like, if you're overcoming, you know, obstacles, and because I was going through the struggle. I was homeless. I mean, I was homeless. I had a, you know, and, you know, and looking at that experience, and that's why I wrote those song Trauma, because it was experience of trauma, effect on the mind, but then also like, yeah, I'm struggling, so I will overcome it, and things will get better. So that's what I think. But also, romantic love, like you heard, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. I think that was just, you know, love has been a complex thing in my life, because I didn't have many experiences of love from other people, and I had to find love within inside myself because I didn't feel that the world loved me. So in some ways, you know, when I say that, I don't mean it, you know, I mean with the people that I came across, but somebody said to love thyself. So I'm glad, with my family or with certain people I found love. So I was inspired to write love songs, so it's such great. The fantasy of being in one, but also by looking at our actual relationship that I have that relays love in a certain term. So That Is Why I Fell in Love with You was good, or I Really Want to Be with You, which was good. I written that one. Writing is, you know, in a studio is so different than just writing by myself and going out and perform. Because performing is spontaneous, you know. I don't have to worry about hitting the notes on the right time. I can just go all over the place and feel good just singing in front of people and feeling good. Because there's a certain person looking at me and I sing to them. In a studio, it's like it has to... There's so many things you can do to, it has to sing in a certain key. And it's important to do that. And then it's to come up with the lyrics and to come up with the, it's like a whole process of writing a song, which is, I think that my experience with music is that the writing, composing it on a keyboard or composing it on a guitar or drums and the words, writing the lyrics to the song, is so, you know, is so much, it's so important. It comes first before anything else. And then the vocal, I find to be a vocalist, I after so many hours of doing all that writing or, you know, the lyrics or the music, then the voice comes into play at the end. For me, in the studio, and, you know, by that time, I'm real tired. So my voice ain't as, you know, I'm working on a song, and I'm like, But I'm not with a major label, so I don't have, you know, it's great to do. I didn't have a lot of money to show my voice. Sometimes it just shows itself fine, and then other times it's just, but I sing really good. So that's what I do. It's great. It would be great to do it for a living because I enjoy making music. I would work very hard, you know. I can write tons of songs within a week or a day, you know, just play on a keyboard or just come up with a melody. And then, yes, you got it. You got a song. But here's what I really want to be with you. Great to do, you know, that's how I really want to be with you. I like that song a lot because it's about love. But then I wrote a song that about the dark side of romantic love. You know, it's still about love, but it was falling for someone who wasn't right for me. And all I can say is I wrote the song, I'm Over You. You can listen to that on Legacy Songs and Run. Please listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon. Check it out on Amazon, please. You can listen to it. It's for free if you get it. It really is. If you have a computer, it's for free. It really is. But anyway, I wanted to do this for a living. And then, you know, with my rock songs, you know, rock and roll, you know, and my rock and roll songs, have you noticed that, as I talked before, what about actual events in my life? Except with Forever and Through Time, that's about love, 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 love. And I love doing Forever and Through Time. You can hear that on Legacy Songs and Beyond. Forever and Through Time was on the compilation. I did that. It's just about, you know, what I was feeling. And it's similar to the pop songs like I Really and That Is Why. Because it's just wanting to, you know, to fall in love with somebody or meet somebody, you know. But it was, you know, it was so deep. And a certain radio station, it didn't get on there, but it was okay. So at least it was an attempt. So my rock and roll days evolved, and then I wrote a whole song about some of the experiences I experienced in the early days when I came out here, those 10 years, 15 years, 15 years. So, so about 13, 14, 15 years into it, I wrote the whole experience. It's called Being Unique. Unique was just about celebrating myself as who I am and what people have said to me and still feel positive despite the negativity. Because I was judged by the way I look. You know, they didn't think I was an artist. You know, I didn't have long hair, wavy hair, you know, blonde hair. I didn't have an afro. Or they judged me by my weight. Or they judge me. And, you know, I'm going to say this. Even today, I was on the bus and somebody prejudged me on the way I look, talk about my weight or talk about I'm too old. And I realized that if I'm going to be a musician or artist or singer or songwriter, the sky's the limit to believe in myself and not listen to that negativity. Because I dealt with that when I was younger, and it was something that I simply cannot understand because it was so cruel. But, you know, as a child, I was dealing with that, calling names by the way I look and the way I walk and everything. But the truth is, something wrong with them. When someone criticizes me about something like that, but the way I act or look, making fun of me, then it shows something seriously wrong with them, because they got nothing better to do, and, you know, something mentally is wrong with them, not me. But when it comes, so I learned to have good self-esteem. And that's the same thing with the music industry. There's lots of opinions, which I realized over time that whether I could be a singer or a songwriter or both or whatever, that there are so many different opinions. And opinions in the industry does not mean one opinion or several negative opinions does not mean that I can't make it. It just means that I haven't found the right person, because the people who did make it as an artist or a songwriter were rejected hundreds, thousands of times. I heard somebody got rejected by the entire Hollywood industry, and then they finally got into the business by one artist. I mean, one company who didn't, you know, accepted them when every other company rejected them. So the thing is just an opinion. Opinions, yeah, you know, I have to ignore it. I have to move on. And rejections is unfortunately a part of the business. It happens all the time. So I have to ignore them, just like I ignore people in everyday life who make fun of my weight or make fun of my age or make fun of my beard or, you know, that I'm good enough on this planet to be whoever I want. And I have to ignore that because something is wrong with them, not me. So I keep doing it. Because one rejection or several rejections does not mean I'm going to not make it. It's just that I haven't found the right person to give me that chance or the right place at the right time. And, you know, for artists, it could take a very long time, and it has for me. For some artists, they get it very quickly. For other artists, it could take 20, 30, their whole lifetime before they get that chance, which is not fair, but that is the price to pay if you persist to get in that industry. And the only way for me to get in the industry is to persist. But Unique is about celebrating who I am, and I was rejected, judged by my image or judged. But they didn't look at my talent. They looked at what I, and I said, that's not music. Music is not about how skinny I look or whether I shouldn't be a lead singer of a band because of the way I look. It's about whether I have talent. If you go by that, then that's not music. And most people would agree with me. The music business is about whether I can write or whether I can sing or whether I can play instrument. And if I can, you know, the only thing is and whether I can persist. And you know, because persistence is the most important thing to getting to the next level, and it may take a long time, and it has for me. Here's... You can listen to the Legacy Songs and Beyond. It's available. You can buy it for just $1, or you can just listen to it for free. It is there on a professional level for you to enjoy. So that's what it is, Unique. And then there's Tragedy. It's Not What I Am. Some people would say that my rock song shows a dark side of me writing about overcoming. And then there's the song Outcast, which is one of my first. That was just my stance because I was homeless and I was going through a lot of starvation and I went through a lot coming out of here. So my way of writing a song, my approach to songwriting was from within, was the experiences that I was experiencing. So that's how I written. I didn't write to get a big hit. That wasn't how I written. As I think about it now, I don't know. Perhaps I should have written it differently. That was how I written. But my writing evolved to write about other things. It has to come from within. So I write about romance, I write about a breakup of a relationship, friendship, or just inspiration or whatever it is. So that's how it is. Tragedy Is Not What I Am was written because I was at a stage where I didn't know where I was going. I'd been so long doing music. Came out here at such a young age, spent so many years, 10 years struggling and getting nowhere with my music. I got on a compilation, and I didn't get no deal. I didn't get no recognition. And it was like I haven't been in school. You know, I was 18 or 19 when I came 19 when I came out to Hollywood of Los Angeles. And, you know, I was at a stage where I didn't know where I was going. So I started to evolve and look at where I was going. All those years, all that performing, and nothing to show for it. So I started writing about what I did when I was, before I was struggling, you know. So it was kind of like I was going through a lot because I had so many hardships. Even throughout my life, I had so many hardships, so that's why my songwriting is projected. So I had to get it out of my system as a way of catharsis. So I was writing about, you know, trying to do well in school and failing. And that's prophetic because I did fail in school. But it also could be like anything, any obstacle, feeling down. But it really is it seemed negative, but it's not negative at all, really. Because tragedy is not what I am. It means I am not a tragedy. I'm a winner, you know, that kind of thing. It's that kind of thing. It's taking the negativity and just continue to persist and try to transform it into a positivity. That's what the song is about. So it talks about true experiences of failing in school or not doing well, or but there was more to it than that, because when I was a teenager, it wasn't about my abilities. It was environment and all kinds of things that was interfering with it, but I didn't do well. Then it was a 19 that was interfering. So, and then it was also meeting people in L.A. Who were intoxicated, drug addicts, and being a rock and roll music. I met people who were on drugs, and I realized I couldn't hang out with a negative person. So I write these songs and I play, but I realized I can't hang out with no drug addict because it's too negative for my mentality. It just messed up everything. Because I already grew up with a family member who was alcoholic, and it was a traumatic experience. So overcoming that trauma of dealing with that, I was very sensitive to people who were drug addicts or alcoholics because, you know, it was the effects of my personality, you know, the violence and the bad situations. So, but it's like overcoming it and still say I'm not a tragedy because I had so many hardships. Because also the truth, people written me off, still do, which I don't listen to. I'm very positive now, and my life was just precariously on the edge, which means that, you know, trying to be a success, but I had so many hardships, so many setbacks, but I never gave up. So tragedy is not what I am. And then there's, here's the struggle song. I have not released this. Yeah.
Oh,
hard rock song. I did that so long ago. I'm totally different. We'll see. I did, you know, and, you know, I played online. I played two songs that I made by myself on the keyboard. It's called I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 1, and I Do Love You. Now, I Do Love You, I released it. I played it in a different type. You know, you hear the keyboard. Here's the version that was released on my album, Legacy Songs and Beyond.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you. That's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me.
You know, that's the song, guys. Just, again, it's about falling in love, wanting to be with somebody forever, you know. And then also, you know, it could be for anybody, you know, friendship. It could be family. You know, sometimes, you know, I think about my dad. My dad, even though whatever happened, he's been gone a very, very long time. He's been dead a very long time. And, you know, I wonder where he is. And then, you know, as I get older, you know, I have to appreciate my life, because forever, you know, is the term that we use when we leave the planet. Because when we die, we're not coming back to this planet. So I have to appreciate what I have and where I'm at and do the best I can to be who I need to be, because when I do leave the planet, I'm going to be gone forever. So I have to love thyself and appreciate and try to love myself. So I Do Love You. It's about falling in love. It could be a love song, but it's connecting to somebody or myself, whatever, and realize to love myself as much as possible for eternity. So, you know, or falling for someone that I meet, you know. So try to be positive. I have people who make situations, judgments on me, my music, you know. And that's the process of being an artist. They say, oh, I can't sing or I can't write. And I'm just saying, you can't listen to that. I don't listen to that. I keep making, playing music. Even if I take some time off or whatever, I do. It comes from within. So only artists can really understand when you make music, and even if though anybody don't listen to it, the dream come true when you continue to believe. No matter what, you know, what anybody says, you just believe. So those are some of the songs that are on my album. But then the last one is like, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True. That's about inspiration. That's about why I made this music in the first place. It's been released not too long ago. Here it is. You can listen to Legacy of Beyond, and you can also listen to, you see this for free. The videos is on Vevo, some of these songs, or you can listen to, you can see these songs and videos on YouTube, on Vevo. So, and I also have a website. So, a website that I have is I think it's Dove Knight, GoDaddy. I'm put it on. You know, this podcast will be on Spotify. So it's Dove Knight, DoveKnight.GoDaddySites.com. Again, it's Dove Knight, NIGHT, that's my name, legally, GoDaddySites.com. And that is my website. I have all these videos on. So, you know, I used to do a lot of podcasts with just music, about the music when I started out. Because I've been doing podcasts for years, if you haven't known. So, I've been doing it for years. And I expanded my podcast to talk about personal issues, and I talk about political issues, and because I have so much to say, but I'm still, first and foremost, besides being intellectual, an artist, a singer, a songwriter, a musician. I wrote all my songs or co-wrote it. I did album covers, video director. I did videos. So I've done so much in the art world, which I prefer to be in. But as reality says, to continue to go for that dream and make it come true. So you can listen to all this on, you can check my webpage at govenight.godaddysites.com. Now, the next podcast probably be something else. It will be related. It would probably be a book that I published. So I'm an author, so I write a book. I'm going to talk about one of my books. It is related to my music. So that would be the next one. Good day, good night. From Dove. Night.